God is Greater Than the Dark, Chapter 1.
"Go away!"
screamed 3-year-old Keen from his dark room.
"What's wrong, Keen?" asked his older sister, Ari, as she turned on his light.
"I saw them coming! 2 giant monsters!"
He pointed to the closet, very frightened. Ari held him close.
"I used to be afraid of the dark, too," she said.
"Oh, I'll be right back, Keen. I have something for you."
"What did you get?"
asked Keen.
"You'll see."
Ari climbed up on his dresser and stuck them on the ceiling, right above his bed.
"Can you see those, Keen?"
"Sort of, but not really."
"Keep your eyes on them and don't look away."
Ari turned off the light. "Can you see them now?"
"Oh, stars!"
Keen pointed, trying to count them.
"Guess what, Keen? Do you know who is in the room above your ceiling?"
"Mommy and Daddy," he replied.
"Yes, and who comes down at night and hugs you if you cry?"
"Daddy," he said.
"Yep, Daddy is big and strong and loves you. He doesn't want you to be afraid, so he comes down to be with you. Now, come over here by the window."
"But it's dark out there,"
Keen shivered, afraid to move.
"I see lots of lights," said Ari.
She pulled him close to her side.
"Look at all those stars. Do you know who lives above them?"
"Daddy?"
asked Keen, looking confused.
Ari giggled. "Kind of.
God does. He's our Father who lives in heaven. The Bible says the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is bigger and stronger than everything and will always come to you when you call on him. That means even in the dark."
Ari and Keen lay back down. "Heavenly Father," Ari prayed, "show Keen that he is safe with you and that you are here, even in the dark." After trying several times to count all the stars, Keen was fast asleep.